Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, July 22nd, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Chris, Steve, Lauren, Natalie, and Bob. Welcome.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
And on today's show, we will be bringing you news from around Disney. We're going to end the show with a listener comment today, and we're going to jump right in with announcements. And I think, Steve, you've got our announcement for today.
I just want to let everyone know again that we're going to have Team Mouse Chat, the run, the 5K run over at the Animal Kingdom on October 1st. So if you can join us, it's also the 40th anniversary for Disney World. You can go to mousechat.net, and on the main navigation, we have a link that has all information about us and doing the Team Mouse Chat run, as well as links to how to sign up for the family 5K, how to get rooms, and all that kind of stuff. It's at 7 a.m. at the Animal Kingdom, and we have a RSVP section on our Facebook page that you can also get to from mousechat.net. So come join us.
Okay, very good. We're going to move to news. And Chris, can you start us off, please?
Okay, I have a couple of announcements about the Fantasyland expansion. The first one is that Scuttle will have a role in the Journey of the Little Mermaid, which is set to open sometime in the fall of 2012. And he'll be at the beginning of the attraction. It'll be an interactive queue that will allow guests to search for treasure on the beach. And my second announcement...
Do you get to keep it?
That's a good point.
It's Disney. No, you don't get to keep it.
It's like a gold ring on a long chain.
We just started, and already Bob is like, you know, it's Disney. Okay. See if you can complain about...
I bet it's like one of those little quarter rings or something. You think that might be what it'll be?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to be recyclable or reusable treasures where you actually find a treasure and then you have to bury it again.
And then you have to take it from the kids.
That would be awful, taking a kid from the kids.
No, it's got to be like you go over here and you open a box and there's some super glued gems that are in there.
Not a pull-out type of...
I think it'll be similar to the interactive cues that you're seeing on Soarin' or Space Mountain.
And Bob can go in there and hand out, like, spider rings to kids.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because people love that when strangers do that to your kids.
Here, we just wanted to make your day.
So the next one I have, and actually I have three. I just realized that. The next one is, and I'm sure Bob can complain about at least two out of three. The next one I have is at Lumiere. Remember how we talked a couple weeks ago about how the Be Our Guest restaurant won't have any characters? Mm-hmm. Well, now they're saying that Lumiere will be part of that restaurant. He's going to be pushed around on a cart like Remy is at Chef's.
Oh.
So that should be cute because he's entertaining. Yeah, I like that.
He's charming.
Yeah, he is. Like that too?
Well, he's French. Of course he's charming.
Oui, oui.
Mais bien sûr.
And the last thing I have is that a lot of people have been worried that Dumbo was going to close before the new Dumbo, the Dueling Dumbo, opened up in Storybrooke Circus. But now they're saying that the current Dumbo will stay open until the new ones are ready to go.
Mm.
So they're going to have two new ones and then the existing one?
And then they'll take the existing one down.
Yeah.
Put it on eBay.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that'll be three Dumbos, but they won't all be going at once. So.
Right. I had always heard
some people could say that about our show.
Yeah. Nice.
Well played.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. It was there.
No, I had always heard that's interesting to me, and I'm glad they're not closing it because that is a popular ride, and I know that's something that a lot of families just head towards immediately. But I had always heard that what they were planning was, moving the existing Dumbo and transporting it over to Storybook Circus.
Well, so apparently that's not true.
Yeah, excellent, cool.
Maybe they'll retheme it, and it'll be one of the D23 announcements.
Yeah,
there you go.
They'll move it somewhere else.
I'm just getting all these images of how they could retheme the existing Dumbo.
Well, if they take it down, what are you going to put right there?
Good point.
That's going to be a pretty big gap right there.
Wasn't that the main entrance area to the new Fantasyland?
That's where the new ones are going to be. But I mean,
but the old one,
if you take out the old one,
no. But I mean, where the old one is, isn't that the main entrance to the, you know, where the kind of castle facade area is?
Well,
where you walk through the gates.
Yeah, maybe that's going to be the plan. It's very hard to tell with all of the construction going on.
Yeah,
I think they're going to put up a DVC kiosk.
There is always room for a DVC kiosk.
Yeah, you know, because there's not enough of them.
Wow. Okay. Chris, was that 1, 2, 3?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, how about Bob? What do you have?
Well, Steve had kind of alluded to the first thing. And at this point, it's just a rumor, but the big D23 convention is coming up in August in California. And the rumor circulating is that there are going to be two major announcements made by Disney, one having to do with Animal Kingdom and one having to do with Hollywood Studios. And both of these are supposed to be new e-rides for each of the parks. I don't know. I mean, I've seen it on one or two sites. I don't know how reliable this is. I think both those parks could use a little TLC and could use another e-ticket ride. So that would be great if that was true.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom definitely needs something, so they have another e-ticket there.
And Animal Kingdom actually, for the first year, beat Hollywood Studios in attendance numbers.
Wow.
So that kind of, you know, says something about Hollywood Studios. Now, the long-standing rumor at Hollywood Studios is, you know, they were going to put in a Monsters, Inc.-based roller coaster ride based on the door scene from Monsters, Inc. You know, so that's now coming to the surface, like, yes, it's a sure thing, but it won't start construction until 2014, which is Hollywood Studios' 25th anniversary. Apparently, you know, if the rumors are to be believed, one of the issues Imagineers are having is they want to put it in Pixar Place, but it's such a narrow space, and there's already crowds there with Toy Story Mania. They don't know how they're going to do it or where they're going to put it.
Yeah, so, that area is packed.
But, you know, the other concern is they also recognize that they need to do something to draw the crowds away from Toy Story Mania. They thought the new Star Tours would do that, but apparently it has not worked out that way. So we'll just, you know, stay tuned here, and when we hear anything more, we'll bring it to you. But, you know, I mean, D23 is typically when they do make major announcements. So
do you think they'll do anything with Marvel since they took that over?
You know, I had heard something. I mean, I'm hearing they're going to put something in California, and I was hearing at one point, and now I'm hearing, no, it's not going to happen, that they were going to put something in Innovations based on Marvel characters. You know, because they can't use the ones that Universal uses because of the...
Yeah, because of the license. The
licensing agreement. But the licensing agreement only covers, from my understanding, everything, you know, east of the Mississippi. So California would be okay. But, you know, I mean, aside from merchandise in the parks, we really haven't seen anything as of yet with, you know, Marvel.
Yeah.
You know, and Disney. But I know, you know, these things typically take years to develop, too. So.
And I'm just wondering if they're going to even have any big announcements at D23, because they did this huge Fantasyland announcement, and they haven't done anything really before that in a long time.
Yeah, and that was, and see, and that's why some people are saying, well, I don't buy it. You know, what else is there to say? You know, Fantasyland is the big announcement. So.
Yeah, I mean, I my gut feel is they're going to explain more of Fantasyland and the same type of stuff that the majority of people know, and maybe just reveal a little more.
Honestly, if they say we found a way to fix the Yeti at Animal Kingdom, I think that would be great.
They could have some like fake Yeti come out just in a disco pose and then start working.
Yeah, you know, and they're like, "Who can guess what this is?" Yeah, you know, that would be awesome. Yeah. So I don't know, but you know, that actually leads me to a good point is. One of the reasons they don't want to fix the Yeti is because they don't want to take down the attraction because it's really the only e-ride they have.
Yep.
So if you bring in another e-ticket ride, then you can close Yeti for a few months to make it work. So I don't know. Like I said, this is all rumor, all speculation. We'll see what happens with that. So that's the first announcement or first news story. Second news story is a couple of big accolades for Disney today. Adventures by Disney was recently earned the distinction of being ranked number one tour and safari operator for families by the readers of Travel and Leisure magazine. It scored an amazing 99-point ranking out of 100, making it the clear leader in family travel. Also, Disney Cruise Line was again rated number one for families among readers of Travel and Leisure magazine. And they also rated Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge as number one family hotel. So Disney's feeling pretty good with, you know.
I wonder why Animal Kingdom Lodge over all the others.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I mean, that's the farthest hotel away from anything. It would be the hardest one to travel to with kids. Now, it's a beautiful resort, the animals, but
that's proximity to the park. It's the animals.
And it's got great ambiance. It's very cozy. It's a great hotel, but it's just interesting that they would pick that one over, say, the Contemporary or the Beach Club. There's lots of great resorts. I'm just wondering what they based it on.
I think it was, you know, but it does say several other Disney World Resort hotels made the list, including Wilderness Lodge, Polynesian, Yacht Club, Boardwalk, Grand Floridian, and Beach Club, all ranking among the best of the best.
Wow, that's course, just about everything.
Yes.
The Poly?
Yep. Polynesian was in there. And then over in California, Disneyland, Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa took home top honors as well. So not to be, you know, not surprising there. Anybody who's been in that hotel, that is breathtaking. But yeah, Disney's doing really, really well with among travelers.
Hmm. Wow. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good news for us, too.
Exactly.
Okay, my turn. I'm going to Hawaii now. We're going to jump over to Aulani, and I want to talk about the kids' club that they've got set up over there at Auntie's Beach House. And this is going to be for children ages 3 to 12, and it'll be for the kids only. It's going to be huge, over 5,000 square feet. And it will be a Disney-themed clubhouse or club. And they'll get to do all sorts of fun things. They're going to be engaged in games. They can watch TV. They've got the Disney movies playing. There's scavenger hunts for the kids. What else? They'll also learn a little bit about Hawaii, which is kind of neat. So, you know, a little bit of education. They'll learn about lei making. They'll learn how to hula. They'll do some stargazing and arts and crafts and have lots of fun. But this is going to be a fun place for the kids to go when they're at Aulani and the parents go off and they're playing golf or having a nice dinner. So they're also going to have characters that pop in from time to time.
Well, and Aulani is just, you know, speaking of opening, it's right around the corner.
It is.
It's opening just a little more than a month.
The requests are coming in a little bit more and more. People are interested in going. It's going to be an incredible resort.
Oh, I think once people start going and come back and give their reviews and talk about how amazing
the word of mouth is going to really build that one. I have one. If you're done.
I'm done. Go ahead. Okay.
The 2011 Epcot Food and Wine Festival is going to have special events. Seminars will be available for booking starting on August the 16th. Special events will be available through online booking. They have all kinds of different activities that you can do with different dates and different prices for everything. You can just look on the Disney website, but you can start booking them on August the 16th. Well, there was one a chocolate discovery seminar. Sample four different chocolates in the natural bar form while a presenter discusses the flavor varieties.
Yum.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but I think I'd want more than four.
Well, for $70, you would think you'd get more than four.
Yeah, for $70, I think I'd want to trip around the world with chocolate.
I would imagine.
For four?
That's what it says.
That's $17.50 a piece.
That better be some good chocolate.
That better be the best chocolate I've ever had.
They're having, it's at all kinds of different places, and there's a 3D delicious dessert discovery.
Mm-hmm.
It says, they did it last year, features desserts, more alcohol than you can drink, and a special viewing illumination.
Oh,
it's a
darn
fun night for too much cash.
You got me now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see how much. It's
$55. $55. More mm-hmm. alcohol that you can drink. We need to send Lauren on a mission.
I need to try that out and see how it is.
Yes.
It says VIP suite seats will be available for $80, including a private table, entry in 15 minutes early so you can eat more than everybody, and special beverage and dessert.
It's like on your mark, get set, go.
They throw some cupcakes in. You've got me.
15.
I was just looking at some of the things that they have. It looks really neat if you're into that.
Especially if you're a big eater and drinker.
Drinker.
So for like $25, you get an extra 15 minutes to gorge.
Go in there and snort. It sound so unattractive.
Start snorting that candy.
do they like label you with like, you know, a big G for glutton or something?
If you get a special wristband, an elastic one.
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna top it off, and mine isn't very exciting, but mine is that the fairies are returning to the Magic Kingdom. They're
Yay!
Leaving Epcot. Yep. So they will be back on July 28th, and they're going to be over at the Adventureland Veranda until their new home is ready.
Where is their? Oh yeah, never mind. It's in the little princess place, right?
Yeah, they get their own new spot.
They just keep throwing them all over the place, don't they?
Yep. Well, at least they have a spot, like unlike Mickey and Minnie. Well, I guess they moved Mickey up front.
I wonder if they're going to have Terrence over there again, or if maybe they left him at Epcot.
That's just cruel.
Where's Terrence? Oh, oops.
We forgot him.
He's the bad child that everybody forgets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have one listener question comment tonight, and this comes from Deborah, and she writes, "Hello, I am planning a trip to Disney in January 2012, so I have recently started listening to your podcasts. I am always behind, but I was listening to a podcast from June, I think it was, and you said we could email some podcast ideas to you. A show I would like to hear would be top 5 Disney movies to watch to prepare your kids for the Disney experience, or something like that. My kids will be 7 and 3 when we go. Or maybe just some general top 5 lists of things to do to get your kids ready for Disney. I'm a new listener, so sorry if this topic has already been covered. By the way, I absolutely love your podcasts, and thank you so much for doing them. They are incredibly helpful and also entertaining to listen to. A great way for me to make double use of my time, since I can research Disney by listening to your podcast while I'm cooking and cleaning. Awesome. Sincerely, Deborah." Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, we have an impact on people.
Yeah. Scary.
Okay,
yeah, Bob,
so
they want you to give advice to about their kids now.
Yeah, really. Oh no.
Oh, trust Bob with kids.
Wow, but I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. This is actually something that we did when we were preparing Amber, our older daughter, to go to Disney. Steve had researched a lot about Kim Possible missions. And so we had to make sure she knew about Kim Possible. And so we were watching the shows and she understood some of the characters.
Yeah, I got her ready so she knew who the different characters were and we knew who the characters were.
She understood that it was a mystery type thing. It was Sleuth and all that. So it was good. And same thing with,
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah, the cartoon, we watched it a lot, so she would know. But she was upset because she couldn't find Pete.
Aw. Oh, my girlfriend's daughter was looking for Pete, too.
Couldn't find Pete. Cinderella. She definitely got to see the castle and understand
Should we do a show on this, or should we answer her question?
Well,
you're the scheduler.
We can do both. Well, I gave her some ideas, and we can do a show later probably as well.
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea.
I think there could be some good shows and movies and good reasoning behind it.
I think it's going to be hard to cut it down to five, or in Lauren's case, 7 3/4, whatever. You know,
ooh, I can do 7 3/4.
No. Whatever.
We could just talk, do a couple, and just go over a few right now, and then do a round table thing.
Well, you know, if you're going to do Tom Sawyer, you know, get familiar with Tom Sawyer Island, because there is some story there. I'm thinking Magic Kingdom. I've got to step outside of that.
Winnie the Pooh.
Let's see. We've got a 7 3-year-old, so maybe not Star Wars.
Pooh.
Peter Pan.
Yeah, Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one. Dumbo, I think is still a little... I mean, the ride is great for those ages, but I think the movie is...
Because they're mean to Dumbo, aren't they?
Yeah, it's sad.
Dumbo loses his mom.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a sad movie, so... Maybe the 7-year-old, definitely not the 3-year-old on Dumbo.
I tell you what we did. There's some DVDs, and we bought them on Amazon or something, and it was a musical that's set to the Animal Kingdom and a musical that's set to the Walt Disney World. And she watched those and got to see the parades and got to see what Animal Kingdom was like. These kids went through the park. And so she actually got to see the park, and she got all excited for things that she wanted to see.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Can I tell you what I did with my kids when they were little? Disney has those, what are they called? It's like an hour-long DVD sing-alongs.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were, I think.
And they show the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And they show the characters in the parks and kind of running around and doing different things, and they're singing different songs.
And that way, when they hear the music, too, they're going to recognize it.
And my kids loved them. And you can get them on eBay like dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think my kids watched, that Emily watched. And she loved it.
Yep, that's what and I always tell people to get them, because it's just different. And they have all the characters, and it's a great way to kind of familiarize them with the parks a little bit, too.
What about Haunted Mansion? You just need to listen to our last episode on that.
Mm, true.
Yeah, don't watch the Eddie Murphy movie that... It's not going to do anything for you.
Okay, it's called Disney Sing-Along Songs is what it's called.
That's it.
Yep. Those are fun.
Another thing to look at besides just movies is also the DVD, the planning DVD.
Mm-hmm. Over at the studios, A Bug's Life.
Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just start thinking and you're like, okay, what attraction goes with this movie, or what movie goes with this attraction? So we'll put a list together. We'll do a show on that, or maybe half a show or something, because, you know, we'd need to explain how they all tie in. So that'll wrap it up for this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Join us again next week on Mouse Chat.